divide is into these three sections. So we have a section on our tools, on our different ways to connect with fellow members, and then our advocacy work. So here you can click on any of these black boxes and it'll take you to this section. So for example, if we start off with the tools page, click here, it's gonna take you to this site. And here we list all of our tools and resources that we have available. So for example, you can click here to access our different Climate Caucus reports. This box takes you to an external link, which is a spreadsheet with YouTube recordings to all of our previous webinars and working group calls. You can click here to learn about our youth infiltration manual. This site talks a little bit about our planetary health policy design tool. And then this section, it includes links to all of our counselor handbooks. So again, for example, you can click on these boxes. It'll take you to this other section. And then here's our counselor's handbook page. And all of our handbooks are listed here, our buildings, climate justice, and so on. So this is our tools page. And then if you head back here to our resources page, we have a section on connecting with fellow members. So again, you can click on this site, take you to this page. And here we have just some information on all of our different ways that you can connect through Climate Caucus. So we have some information on our electeds only Google group, which hopefully all of you have access to. If not, just please let me know. Some information on our regional chapters, which I'm sure a lot of you know too. We've recently started our Atlantic chapter, BC and Prairies, and are hoping to continue growing that as well, in Quebec, for example. And then this section is update information on all of our upcoming calls. So if you click here, I'll take you to this site, and here I'll just be updating some brief information and dates for electeds-only calls, all caucus calls, regional groups, and any other kind of webinars we're going to be having here at Climate Caucus. And you can also find all of these events on our calendar. I'll go through that in just a second, though. So this was our Connect page, and then finally we have our Advocacy page. So if you click here, here we just outline some of the work that we've done in British Columbia, in Ontario. And then we also have these external links to all of our federal submissions. So you're welcome to go through any of those. So this was pretty much our whole resources page grouped into these three kind of sections, which I invite everyone to kind of explore. Hopefully there's some tools and resources there that's helpful. And then if you want to learn a little bit more about Climate Caucus, you can go here to this section on who we are. Here we kind of just outline our vision and mission, some information on our members and allies. You can click here to read some bios for our board members and our staff, our funders, and then we also just translated some of this information into French on this page here.
Smart.
And then, so as I mentioned, we also have this calendar feature. So if you click on that here on the top right, it's going to take you to this page. And again, here we're going to be updating and listing all of our upcoming Climate Caucus calls. So you can either just like come to our website and find the events here. You can click on it and it'll provide you the Zoom link. And another feature is also you can just copy it directly to your own Google Calendar. So whatever is more useful
for you. I tried to do that.
And then like our last older website too, we have our Join Us page, we have our Contact page, which is a form that will go directly to Judy. And then our Donate page, if you click on that, it just takes you to our PayPal account. So that is pretty much the bulk of our public site, which is available to everyone. And I'll just show you quickly our electeds only members page. So if you click on this login button on the top right corner here, it's going to take you to this page. And I think Judy or Alex sent this login information to everyone, but everyone has the exact same login info. So it's just info@climatecaucus.ca. And then the password is the same as we have it for our Zoom. So it's just climate with a capital C. So you type that in and it's going to take you to this section. So again, this is our private members only website, which is only available to our elected members. And here we're just going to be updating and listing any resources that we kind of have for you guys. So for example, right now we have our members contact list. So this is a spreadsheet with contact information for all of our members currently at Climate Caucus. You can also click on these boxes to access things like our grants spreadsheet or emotions library spreadsheet. So for example, here this spreadsheet on grants. Not sure if it's going to load because my Wi-Fi is always conveniently slow at the most convenient times. But basically on this spreadsheet, we've just been updating, here we go, relevant municipal grants across the region. So we have some for Canada and then also grouped and organized based on different provinces and territories. like you can see here. It's loading very slowly. And then we also have our motions library. And here we've been adding different bylaws, council reports, motions, briefing notes, and so on for different sectors like buildings, transportation, nature-based solutions, and so on. And again, these are all projects and resources from Canadian municipalities. So this is also like a living document that we will be updating for you guys. And then finally, you can also check out here, we have a spreadsheet where we, including recordings like Judy's recorded today from our bi-weekly electives calls, so different presentations we've had there. And then also our new counselor manual, which we just recently kind of published as well. And then for our Ontario Climate Caucus members, Gabby from Clean Air Partnership also has a website here with updated information there for that. So yeah, this is some of the resources we have so far here. And if you want to just get back to the public website, again, you just go back to this top right corner, you click that, and it'll take you back here to our homepage. So again, like I said, I invite you all to explore it. And if you have any questions or if anything's not working, just please reach out to me because it is a new site, so we might still be finding some bugs or whatnot. But yeah, I hope that there's something that's useful there for you guys. Sarah, did you have a question?
I do. Yes, thank you, Olivia. I just had a question about the members section because I wanted to, I can take something like off the motions library and share it with my council, and then it would be kind of become public information.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is that okay?
So this is like private to our members, this site, but all the resources here, like please feel free, the motions library and the grants, it's for your use. So absolutely you can, yeah, share that around and use any of that information.
Thanks, Olivia.
Yeah, no worries. And Kate?
Yeah?
There you go.
Oh, sorry, Kate, I think you're muted.
I think John was before me, but
okay.
Go ahead, John. Oh, he's not, he's muted, so I'll just go ahead. I'm wondering, Olivia, thank you for that. If we go on the Facebook page, is that something we can invite anyone to that isn't elected, or is it just for elected people? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all of our social media as well is public. So it's here actually on our public website here.
I see it, but I just wondered, can I?
Yeah.
For sure.
To join. Great.
Absolutely, yeah. If you go here too, on that note, we have our members and allies page if people kind of want some more information. So our members are our elected members. So right now we have a membership of around 460 elected members. But we also have like over 1,000 allies, which is just individuals and NGOs who also like really support our work. So Climate Caucus is absolutely, we invite everyone to join our network here. So definitely. Share that around.
Okay, thank you. Before you go to John, I just would like to say I'm wowed. I had no idea that there was this much.
So much.
This
is my, I haven't been to too many meetings because of other tube cables and budgets, but wow.
Thanks so much.
Giving me a little bit of hope here. Good work.
Good. That's the goal here. So yeah, like we're excited about this new website because I think it actually like nicely organizes all the resources that we have, which wasn't necessarily available on our older website. So hopefully it'll be helpful. And John?
Actually, I end up with two questions. On the calendar, it's on Toronto time. Is that fixed and permanent, or can we change that to our own local time?
So this is something I just recognized yesterday, that this says Eastern time, and someone from BC also had the same thing. So that's why right now I got a little freaked out. I'm like, I don't want anyone to find the wrong time, and I bolded that it's in Eastern time. But I'm going to be reaching out to our developers and seeing if we can change that so it's based on, you know, an individual's time zone. But if you add it to your own Google Calendar, and your Google Calendar is in your own time, it should totally be in your, in your time zone. But on the website, it might be in Eastern time.
Thank you. We can cope, but I mean, everyone gets a bit confused time to time.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, all these time zones, yeah.
The other big one is when I'm looking at things like policies and that, Sarah was, and many of us, we know we have limited resources in smaller communities. Can allies access things like say the resolutions or any of those resources?
Yeah, so the resources that we have here on the public website, you can share with absolutely anyone. This website is public to everyone, so these are open to the public. And then on this resources page on our private members only website, this is really the only thing that's confidential that cannot be shared around, which is our members contact list with, you know, the contact information, the region, but everything else, feel free. Yeah. Oh, and also our electeds only call recordings.
Yep.
These are the only two things that are private to you guys. But yeah, the grants, the motions library, new counselor manual, please, yeah, share around and use it.
That's excellent. I have a couple of good allies I'm going to make available. Make sure they're aware of this resource
awesome.
Today.
Oh, that's great. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, John. And Kate?
Yeah, I don't have a Google Calendar. I have two other calendars, and I don't want a third. So is there a way, is Alex going to still send out notice of meetings, or?
Yeah.
So Alex will be sending the bi-weekly newsletter, still the same. And then if you don't want to add it to your Google Calendar, you can just come here to our website, and this will always be updated. So you can just come to the Climate Caucus calendar here.
Yeah, probably if I...